Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. When our eyes have seen the coming, when our eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents The World Today. My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, I want you to know the coming of the Lord is at hand. The time clock I have learned that the time clock is 3 minutes to 12. The hour of the coming of the Lord is at hand. Friends, Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the he said, told them, "No man know the end time, even the Father, even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the end time. But he said, when you see wars and rumors of war, nation rise up against nation every day. Kingdom against kingdom every day. My friends, know ye not that the coming is at hand. There are divisions everywhere. Once God used to be famine in the undersea land, but there's famine now in your house. It used to be earthquake in diverse places, but my friend, it is not in diverse place. It's in your place. It used to be fighting on the street corner, but my friends, it's no more fighting on the street corner, but it'll be fighting in your bedroom, fighting in your living room, fighting in your kitchen, fighting in your carport, fighting on the lawn, outside. You go to church, before you leave the church door, it's fighting. There's fighting in the church. There is fighting on every hand. Everyone is not satisfied with the peace of the fire that they receive. My friend, you can see the warmongers. You can see the political mongers. You can see the Christian mongers. You can see the hungry money makers. On all sides, my friend, today, Russia is ready to war. China is ready to war. all the nations building up their stock of deadly hardware so that to show who rules the world. My friend, no man rules this world. The words of the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea, and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend under the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? He that have a clean hand and a pure heart. Who have not lifted up their soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, shall receive the blessing and the righteousness from the God of the salvation. So lift up your heads, O gate, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty and mighty. Lift up your head, O gates. Ye lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. I want you to remember, it's a call to repentance today. If you haven't been to Jesus for your cleansing power, it's right time right now. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you been to Jesus to be cleansed from your sin? Have you been to Jesus? Have you been to Jesus? This Dr. Cox Master Sign presents the word today. Say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The bird's still falling. The homosexual still right. The homosexual now is marrying and getting divorced. Our beloved. Man married man, woman married woman. I said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the dumb, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I will love it. Don't you want to be one of those? Whosoever is in my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And his truth is marching on. My eyes have seen his glory. I don't need promotion, position, popularity to be. I don't need the top of the pyramid or the hill to be praised. I know how to be rewarded. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gaze is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, and my ways is rough. My companion are few, and guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. Fulfilling my mission on this earth, I cannot be bought, compromised, or torn, lured away, delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, pundit at the pool of popularity of mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't look back. I won't give up. until I was stayed up, stowed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus. I am his disciple. I must preach until he comes, and when he comes, he shall know me. By his blood applied to my heart, and I will know him by the print of the nail in his hand. Do you know him? Oh, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him today? Do you know him today as a savior, a keeper, a healer? Do you know him today? I will be reading today from the book of 1 Corinthians, 7th chapter, on the 1 to the 20. So now, concerning the things thereof, he wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolency, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife had not power over her body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband had not power over his body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one another, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and praying, and come together again, that Satan may tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission and not commandment. I will that all men were even as I myself. But every man had his proper gift of God, the one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widow, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contend, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And unto the married I command ye not I, but the Lord, let not the wife depart from the husband. But as if she depart, but if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. And let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I. Not the Lord. If any brother had a wife that believe not, let she be pleased to dwell with him. Let him not put her away. And the woman which had an husband that believe not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. That's where your children unclean. But now are they holy. But if the unbeliever depart, let him depart. Your brother or sister is not under bondage in such case, but God had called us peace. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband? Or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord had called everyone, so let him walk. And so ordained I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Let him not become uncircumcised. If any call in uncircumcision, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing. And uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping of the commandment of God. Let everyone that abide in the same calling wherein he was called. My friend, today, the turning point in this discussion is, who have a rule? The wife is not a ruler over her body, nor the husband a ruler over his body. The husband rules the wife's body. And the wife rules the husband's body. This is a challenge today for those who are called to be Christian. My friend, this is Dr. Cox Master Time. If this program today means anything to you, you may call 305. 836-9545. Or you can write me at 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida 33147. Or if you're in the city of Miami, the Tabernacle located at 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, 33147. Write the cards from the Pork Choppers, what they call Liberty City Square. My friends, today, the challenge that face the folks that call themselves Christian today, the reason why there is so much divorce in the world, because the husband, the wife, failed to submit to the husband. They want to get married. They want all the substance of marriage, but they want to rule themselves. They want to go when they please. They want to come when they please. They want to say what they want and do what they want. But this is not the proper dynamics that the Lord had prepared as we live a holy life. This is not the proper system of life of the Lord of Prayer that we live holy. He said, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wife, submit yourself to your husband in all things. My friend today, but I'm here to motivate you, to advise you, to counsel you, to be sure you're keenly aware that the time clock is just a few seconds. That the time clock is running complete out. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will be left behind. As I come to you today, pleading with you to accept Jesus as your Savior. My friend, and you fail. You say, have you been to Jesus? Have you asked him? Have you been to Jesus? Have you asked him to save you? Have you asked him to save you from your sin? Or are you comfort? Are you content in your sin? Are you content in your sin, knowing that this world, amen, burn with unquenchable fire in a short time? I'm there with my friends. The seriousness, the critical moment of your life, hang in the balance. So I set before you an open door, blessing and a cursing. Choose ye this day. You still have a choice. You still can do a call upon the name of the Lord. And my friend, if you call upon the name of the Lord, I assure you, he'll save your soul. He'll make your burden light, and he'll make everything all right. Do you know him? Do you know him? You need to know the Savior, the one who bled and died on Calvary, the one who they hang him high and they stretch him wide. He didn't say a word. They pass him in the side. They whip my Lord. all night long. I didn't say the words. You hang his head and die. You bury him, but he shall rise again. Ooh. My friends, he's coming back for those who have been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Today, my friend, before I leave, I want you to know that there is two trains that's bound. One is bound, upward bound. One is downward bound. The one that's upward bound is bound for the city where the Lamb is the light, where the gates of pearl on the streets of gold, the silver water running on the throne of God, and the luscious garden in the background with the tree of life standing and the angels bowing down before my Lord, saying, "Holy, holy." The cherubim cover his face and they say, "Holy, holy." You enter the land where milk and honey. But the other train that headed downward, and the devil himself is in there. He said, "You are to well pay your fare, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire." Beloved, he said, "You have stolen, you have murdered, you have backbite. You have defrauded your brother. You have keep your brother down. You had lies. You have this. You have caused confusion in the house, in the household. You have separated household. Oh, you have done all these abominable things." I say, "Yeah, you are well paid your fare. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm die not." And the fire not quench. My friend today, what a price to pay. After you have lived all your life, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you are looking, if you work, and at the end of the week, your pay is, where the worm die not. And the fire quench. But I want you to know, you still have an opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon him. And he's standing with outstretched hands waiting to welcome you with the gates of pearl, the streets of gold, in the land where they permit no night. Once you be there, I encourage you to make a choice today. I set before an open door, a blessing and a cursing.